Bubbles.
Buzzy.
Leeches.
Pondweed.
Slime. Montezuma Well is easy to find down in the Verde Valley. It's located right at the intersection of geology and biology. The blue-green pool, 120 yards wide, cupped in a perfectly round sinkhole, is startling in the middle of a mesquite desert. Because travertine deposits have formed the rims, you have to walk up to look down to the pool. Lukewarm springs, 55 feet below the surface, deliver 1.5 million gallons of water a day to the well. Only these springs feed the pool. No other outside waters dilute it. On the southeast side, you can listen to that water gurgle and chuckle as it escapes through an outlet called the Swallet. Scramble around to the backside of the well and see the stream re-emerge into a ditch, one people built more than 1,000 years ago along Wet Beaver Creek to irrigate their corn and bean fields.
The story of Montezuma Well began much, much earlier. 12 million years ago, a large freshwater lake occupied most of central Arizona's Verde Valley. Plants, animals, and a lot of calcium carbonate fell to the bottom of the lake, accumulating in a thick limestone layer called the Verde Formation. 10 million years later, the lake drained, leaving that limestone behind. Groundwater flowing through the easily eroded rock carved a network of underground caverns. About 12,000 years ago, the roof of one of those caves collapsed, and Montezuma Well was born.
This water is a stiff brew laced with high concentrations of carbon dioxide and arsenic. Both mix with snowmelt that filters down from the high country to the north and east, and then bubble up as springs at the bottom of the well. Geology and hydrology dictate the chemistry and the life of Montezuma Well. Fish can't live here because of the high levels of carbon dioxide, 100 times more concentrated than a typical lake or river.
Those conditions have nurtured a strange and wonderful food chain discovered some years ago by biologist Dean Blinn. In the daytime, red damselflies flit above Sonoran mud turtles that blissfully munch through floating mats of pondweed. But at night, Montezuma Well turns into a real Star Wars bar. Tiny, shrimpy creatures called amphipods swim to the surface at sunset to graze through algae. Water scorpions and giant water bugs come up after them. But the top predators are leeches that slither up from the bottom muck to feed on the amphipods at night. Instead of seeing their prey, the blind leeches feel vibrations from the amphipods jiggling around in the water. The lucky ones escape by hiding along the shoreline, but juvenile amphipods, partying in mid-pond till all hours of the night, are especially vulnerable to the leeches.
Species here have adapted to geologically dictated conditions that would be toxic to most other animals. The leeches wrap themselves in a slime membrane with an arsenic concentration 50,000 times greater than in our bodies. Mud turtles snack on the leeches, and in turn, their shells are permeated with arsenic. Montezuma Well harbors the greatest concentration of endemic species of any spring in North America, species found nowhere else, all playing the wild cards geology dealt them many millions of years ago. I'm Michael Collier.
And I'm Rose Hauck for KNAU, Arizona Public Radio.